ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter The Movement of the Sun, Text 18. So, difficult to... I'll just read and then we'll word-to-word translation.
तथान्ये च ऋषयो गन्धर्वाप्सरो नागा ग्रामण्यो यातुधाना देवा इत्येकैकशो गणा सप्तचतुर्दशमासि मासि भगवन्तं सूर्यमात्मानं नानानामानं पृथङ् नानानामनः पृथक् कर्मभिर्द्वन्द्वशः उपासते। So the word-to-word the translation is Tatha, similarly, Anye, others, Cha, also, Rishayaha, saintly persons, Gandharva Apsarahas, Gandharvas and Apsaras, Nagaha, Naga snakes, Gramanyayaha, यक्षास, यतुधानः राक्षसास, देवाः डेमिगॉड्स, इति दश, एक एका एकशः, वन बाय वन, गणाः ग्रुप्स, सप्त सेवन, चतुर्दश फोर्टीन इन नंबर, मासी मासी In every month, Bhagavantam, unto the most powerful demigod, Suryam, the sun god, Atmanam, the life of the universe, Nana, various, Namanam, who possesses names, Prithak, separate. Nana Namanaha, having various names. Prithak, separate. Karma Bhihi, by ritualistic ceremonies. Dvadas, Dvandvashaha, in groups of two. Upasate, worship. Translation. Similarly, 14 other saints, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas and demigods, who are divided into groups of two, assume different names every month and continuously perform different ritualistic ceremonies to worship the Supreme Lord as the most powerful demigod, Suryadev, who holds many names. In the Vishnu Purana it is said, Stuvanti Munayaha Suryam Gandharvair Giyate Puram Ntyanto Pasaraso Yanti Suryasyanyu Nisha Charaha Vahanti Pannaga Yakshaha Kriyate अभिशुं संग्रह वै वालिखिल्यास तथै वैनं प्रिवार्य समासते सोयं सप्तगणः सूर्य मंडले मुनि सत्तम हिमो हिमंश
హిమోష్ణ వారి విస్తీనా హేతుత్వే సమయం గతః. వర్షిపింగ్ ద మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్ డెమిగాడ్ సూర్య, ద గంధర్వాస్ సింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్, ద అప్సరాస్ డాన్స్ బిఫోర్ ద చారియట్, ద నిశాచరాస్ ఫాలో ద చారియట్, ద పన్నగాస్ డెకోరేట్ ద చారియట్, ద యక్షాస్ గార్డ్ ద చారియట్, అండ్ ద సెయింట్స్ కాల్డ్ ద పాలిఖిల్యాస్ సరౌండ్ ద సన్ గాడ్ అండ్ ఆఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్. ద సెవెన్ గ్రూప్స్ ఆఫ్ 14 అసోసియేట్స్ arrange the proper time to regular snow, heat and rain throughout the universe. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపదాం సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గోరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధారాజ్ బిహారీజీ కీ, శ్రీ సీతారాం లక్ష్మణ హనుమాన్ కీ, శ్రీ గోనితాయ్ కీ, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్ చాప్టర్ టు హియర్ అండ్ స్పీక్ ఆన్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. ఓన్లీ ఫ్యూ ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీస్, దోస్ హూ హ్యావ్ యాక్చువల్లీ స్టడీడ్, దే క్యాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ సమ్ థింగ్స్. సో I will try to myself understand and whatever I have understood, I will try to tell. So, specifically this chapter of the movements of sun, like last few speakers were talking about sun and how he moves in this Kala Chakra, and how he creates different, even the next chapter also, the orbits of the planet, I was just going through. So what we'll do is we'll take some group of some shlokas which can cover some concepts, rather than here in this shloka specifically, as Prabhupada is quoting from Vishnu Purana, which is again difficult to understand what it is unless we know the But here, you know, in this shloka, it is given that how, when the sun is moving, how he is welcomed, glorified by different residents of different planets, like Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, demigods. So they all worship the sun god because he is life force of the whole universe. In the 19th text, next, it comes, he says, Shukadeva Goswami is telling, "My dear king, in his orbit through Bhumandala, the sun god traverses the distance of 95,000 yojanas, that is 760,800 miles, at the speed of 2,000 yojanas and 2 kroshas. 1 krosha is, that is, 2 is 16,004 miles in a moment. So that is a movement of sun, the speed of the sun. If you go to the next, you know, chapter, there also the movement of sun is, you know, described as here the speed of the sun is given. So here the text first of next chapter, the king Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, "My dear Lord, you have already affirmed the truth that the supremely powerful sun god travels around Dhruva Loka with both Dhruva Loka and Mount Sumeru on his right. Yet at the same time, the sun god faces the signs of the zodiac and keeps Sumeru and Dhruva Loka on his left. How can we reasonably accept that the sun god proceeds with Sumeru and Dhruva Loka on both his left and right simultaneously?" So here the king Parikshit Maharaj is asking questions. That is a sign that he is understanding, and whenever he has some doubt, he is asking. So he is asking that you are telling in both ways, that when sun is moving, sometimes you are telling Sumeru is at the left side of the sun, and sometimes you are telling Sumeru is on the right side of the sun. So he says, how both things simultaneously true? Because one object can have one motion, not, you know, two simultaneous motions. So how is that possible? He says, how can I understand this? He says, how reasonably we can understand this? So then Shukadeva Goswami also gives very down to earth understanding of this motion, giving understanding that both motions are possible from two different point of view. So he gives here that Sri Shukadeva Goswami clearly answered. He says, when a potter's wheel is moving and small ants located on that big wheel are moving with it, one can see that their motion is different from that of the wheel, because they appear sometimes on one part of the wheel and sometimes on another. Similarly, the signs and constellations with Sumeru and Dhruva Loka on their right moves with the wheel of time, and the ant-like sun and other planets move with them. The sun and the planets, however, are seen in different signs and constellations at different times. This indicates that their motion is different from that of the zodiac and the wheel of the time itself. So, in short, what Shukadeva Goswami is telling is that how we can understand that sun has two motions is, he is giving a simple example that if
the wheel is moving. I think if you have seen this video of cosmology, then this is, you know, properly shown also. That when wheel is moving and some, the, as he says here, that ant is moving in the same direction of the wheel. Wheel is moving fast, but if the ant is moving slowly, then depending on the difference of both motions, ant will be at different places on the wheel. It may not be, you know, it's like ant is not sticking to the wheel. It's not, they don't have the same motion. Ant is moving also of his own motion, and the wheel is also moving at its own motion. To clarify a little more, like if you are sitting in one train which is moving by say 80 kilometers per hour, and then we are sitting there and another train is moving which is passing in the same direction, but the speed is 60 kilometers per hour. So if you are sitting in first train, if you see that another train, what will you see? We will see that train is moving backside, opposite direction. Although it is moving in the same direction as this train which we are sitting, but because its motion is little less than the train which we are sitting, another train looks like it is going back. So that is that means it has a one motion which is absolute, that is front, but we perceive it going backside depending on our point of view. So similarly, Shukadeva Goswami is telling that sun has a motion according to, like, we have these constellations, different rashis, different nakshatras. So sun, although he is moving in the same direction, everything is moving around Mount Sumeru in clockwise direction only. But then, because all other stars are moving faster, the Kala Chakra is moving, and the sun is little slower than that. So then, sun appears to pass from one constellation to another constellation, because they are, going ahead of sun. So that's why we find, sun enters from, the Sankraman is there. We find so many times Sankranti, sun enters into this constellation. So that is where the sun, although they have the both same direction clockwise, but when we see, then it appears that sun is moving anti-clockwise because of its less speed. So that's what is told here. And then he says, the original cause of cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. When great saintly persons, fully aware of this, of the Vedic knowledge, offered prayers to the Supreme Person, he descended to this material world in the form of the sun to benefit all the planets and purify fruitive activities. He divided himself into 12 parts and created seasonal forms, beginning with spring. In this way, he creates the seasonal qualities such as heat, cold, and so on. So here, the Lord is, here he says that the original cause, the cosmic manifestation, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. And then he manifests as different, like here, if you see the next verse, okay, we'll read these 2-3 verses, then we'll understand the full. According to the system of 4 Varnas and 4 Ashramas, people generally worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, who is situated as the sun god, with great faith they worship the Supreme Personality as the Super Soul according to ritualistic ceremonies handed down in the three Vedas, such as Agnihotra and similar higher and lower fruitive acts. According to the process of mystic yoga, in this way, they very easily attain the ultimate goal of life. And then in next text it says, the sun god who is Narayan or Vishnu, the soul of all the worlds, is situated in outer space between the upper and lower portion of the universe. Passing through 12 months on the wheel of time, the sun comes in touch with 12 different signs of the zodiac and assumes 12 different names according to those signs. The aggregate of those 12 months is called Samvatsara, or an entire year. According to lunar calculation, two fortnights, one of the waxing moon and other of the waning, form 1 month. The same period is one day and night for the planet Pitruloka. According to stellar calculation, a month equals two and one quarter constellations. When the sun travels for 2 months, a season passes, and therefore the seasonal changes are considered parts of the body of the year. So it's a lot of technical things are there. So whenever there are difficulties, we just take shelter of devotees. So similarly, when I was going through, there was no question of understanding. Then I was taking help of Adbhutari Prabhu and some of our commentaries which I could get. So some of the commentaries of our acharyas give some more light on this. That also is some part we can understand. So while going through this whole system, we try to understand whatever we can understand and be happy with whatever we understand, and understand that how Lord is inconceivable. So this fifth canto can give us that realization that how Lord is inconceivable. Actually, even if someone gives his whole life for research, he may not come to actual foolproof conclusion of things, how they are moving. So here, as we are discussing, the whole system, the constellations, stars, nakshatras, and this sun, they are moving. And the base, as here this, I could find this, one of the acharyas, Veera Raghava acharyas, commentary, which is quite clear some of the points, which I'll read from. So here he says, the sun and the stars move in the clockwise direction. They cannot be there and move without a support. It should be inferred that the very support is Kala Chakra. Actually, Kala Chakra is Simshumara himself. So the Simshumara is again the form of the Lord which supports the whole this planets which moves. And then he says about this sun god, as here he says, the sun god who is Narayan or Vishnu, the soul of the world. So when I was going through, it appears that whether the same sun god is Vishnu only or sun god is demigod, that question will come. But the acharyas, they say that, he says here, Lord Narayan himself controls all things. Surya happens to be his body. As the soul of that body, Narayan only functions.
So this gives one understanding that because Lord is only controller, Lord is maintainer, and then the same Lord who is the ultimate controller and ultimate maintainer, he acts through the Son, residing in the Son. As here again he says, he is extolled, he means the Lord is extolled in the Vedas as residing in Surya and having a golden hue. Another acharya gives commentary that sometimes part and parcel are also equated with the whole, depending on their. So in that sense we understand that the Surya, as he says, the sun god who is Narayan or Vishnu, the soul of all world. Well, we understand, as when Radha Govind Maharaj was giving class, he was quoting this: Yachakshuresa Savita Sakalagrahana Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashesha Tejaha. That Lord is, the sun and moon are like his eyes. So by that, Lord is acting in this world. So that's how he is compared to the Lord himself. And then about the, okay, when we are seeing this, what is our correlation with this is, next verses he gives some idea. He said Surya moves in the anti-clockwise direction, which is perceived direction, as stated above in Mesha and other constellations, which are supported by Kala Chakra. A 12th part of Kala Chakra is called a Rashi constellation. Sun takes a month to cover a constellation, and 12 months makes a year. So what is a year? Year is, sun moves through the full chakra. That is called as 1 year. And that 1 year is perceived in different calendars in different ways. If you take a lunar calendar, the full, the waxing moon and waning moon, 15 days. So that becomes 1 month, and like that 12 months, that completes one year. The moon's speed is more than the sun. Moon is quite fast than the sun. And then for sun, here they are giving that according to lunar, yeah, two halves, because there are 27 nakshatras which sun covers. So it comes that 2.25 stars he covers in 1 month. So that's how it, in 12 months it covers 27. So he, it appears that he is passing through this, different stars, constellations. So here he says, with respect to the sun, the time taken to cover 2.25 stars is the Kala Chakra. In the Kala Chakra is a month. And then from the Pitru Lokas, he says that there 24 hours, that is day and night, is 1 month on the earth. That's the time. And it says, this Kala Chakra is divided into six, and that's how we have six Rutus. I don't know how many of, it's like I still remember in second, third standard we used to, sometimes afterwards I never heard, because that is not Ritus are this, anyone remembers? Grishma, Hemanta, and like that, many Ritus are there, and there are 12 months, lunar months, which we have Chaitra, Vaishakh, Ashad, there are. So when the lunar calendar, they have this 12 months, and every whole year is divided into 6 rutus. And the half of the Kala Chakra is called as Ayana. That's how we say Dakshinayan and Uttarayan. So Ayana means when the sun takes half of his journey. And then he says, when the lunar and solar month starts together on the first day of the bright half, then at the this also he gives some more understanding. What happens is the calculations which we make by this movements, the calculation starts of on the day, the first day of the bright half of the moon, Shuddha Paksha of the moon, the first day, that's how the month starts. But when the whole year ends, it happens that the moon is ahead of the whole calculation by 6 days. I'll read as it is. He says the lunar and solar months starts together on the first day of the bright half. Then at the end of the year, solar year will be greater than 6 days. On the lunar year, less than 6 days. So there is a difference of 12 days in each year between the lunar and solar calculations. And then at the end of 5th year, the difference becomes 12 into 5, 60 days. And that's how this 2 added mass of Mala mass comes every after 6th year. So this 5 years, that according to this difference, this 5 years are also called by different names, which comes ahead. Samvatsara, Vatsara, and it's like, because the sun is going in different motion, because sun also has varieties of motion having two different axes. Because that's one axis is his actual motion, and then another axis is his Uttara and Dakshinaya. So then it appears that sun has three different motions, which comes ahead. And because of that, sun is, that years are also given different names according to different calculations. So after knowing this, generally people, they have to give introduction of someone, they introduce, this person has done this many wonderful activities. He has 2 companies on his name. He has some 3 malls on his name, and he is having 5 engineering college owned by him. Then we feel, okay, it's a great person, something. So Prabhupada also used to say that many times people, they say God is great, but how much he is great, that we understand by reading scriptures, that he is not having just small things at his disposal, but he owns this very complicated universe which go very smoothly. So if someone is asking that, where is the Lord, then we can show him the complexity of this world and how there is any possibility of this complex world working without any higher power. That is not possible. So even if you don't see the controller actually, we can very safely conclude just by seeing the complexity only and how things are moving without any problem, that
there should be some controller. Rather, the greatness of controller or the greatness of manager is that you don't see things getting managed. So things are so managed so nicely that it appears that no management is there. That is the perfection of management. So in case of Lord, that perfection of management is seen. That we don't find only that, you know, things are getting managed. So, but still we understand that these things can never be managed without someone actually taking the whole, you know, role of being controller. Because even to control one small traffic light, we require, you know, policemen. So what to speak of this whole, so many millions of stars and millions of universes and so many things are there. There is no question that somebody has to actually do it. It cannot happen by chance. But the problem is, till the point there are some difficulties, people generally don't accept the controller. It's like when we go for prasadam, we are more worried about what is there in the plate. So we are, you know, seeing, you know, okay, sabji has come, another sabji, okay, came. Then rice, dal, chapati, you know. And when the sweet is not there, then we look up. Say, hey, sweet. Aaj, you know, Nitai Prabhu has not made sweet. So what happened? So it's like till the point there is no deficiency, there is no problem. Generally we are so much concerned about the plate, how, when I can take it and start honoring it as fast as possible. That is what our consciousness is. We are least bothered about the cook and the in-charge. But when we remember the in-charge, when there is no sweet, when the sweet is missing, then we remember, hey, what happened? So similarly, in this world also, we see, when things are moving peacefully, general tendency is that no one remembers God. But when the difficulties come, then everyone remembers. Everyone wake up from their slumber, and then they look upward. And then they say, what is happening? So when every day the life is going on, people, they have their own life without any connection with God. But when 12,000 people are killed, Kedarnath, then everyone awakes. With all, you know, media, with all people. And then they say, what is this happening? How can God be so cruel? So that is the natural way the people live. So at least they are, you know, understanding that there is someone, they are under control. So when we are going through in our life, there will be so many, because this whole material world is made for that purpose. The purpose is to make us aware that we are at wrong place. We are at, so the difficulties in the world, they are not accidental. Difficulties in the world, they are kept there to give us a push to go to spiritual, you know, life. If this world also is very peaceful, then where is the question of, you know, rising higher? As we understand that this world is like a reformation place. It's like a jail. So if the jail only has all the facilities, what facilities outside people have, AC is there, car is there, you know, you can stay with your family also inside, and you can do job also inside, and you can have money also, then what is the difference? No prisoner will like to come out of such jail out. You say, everything is here, what is the problem? But then the difficulties are kept. That is not a cruelty of God, but that is mercy of the Lord to make us understand that if I leave this place, there are more, millions of times more enjoyment, millions times more affection, millions times more very stable relationships there in spiritual world. So, difficulties of this world should take us from impermanent to permanent. That's the purpose of this whole creation. Because although it's so complex, this whole complex world is destroyed in each pralaya, again it is made millions of times. As in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, it's like, there are so many times it is made and so many times it is destroyed. So, this nature which is made into impermanent, that is the purpose. Purpose is that we take to the shelter of the Lord. That's why it says, Kamala Dala Jala Jeevana Talamala. But then when we understand that Jeevana is very Talamala, then next line is Bhajahu Haripada Nitire. By understanding the difficulties, by understanding the temporary nature of the world, that should not make one depressed. Rather, that should lead one to Bhajahu Haripada Nitire. And that happens by association of devotees only. So, it's like if someone is a non-devotee, then when non-devotee plus some difficulties, generally tends to, he goes away from God. He says, Bhagavan ne mere sath aisa kyun kiya? But then, difficulties plus association of devotees, the result is he becomes more attached to Krishna. Because he understands that whether I am in so-called good position, so-called bad position, in all cases I am going to get difficulties. And ultimately, we have to leave everything behind and go to another place. As Prabhupada also used to tell, he used to tell all his American disciples, you are American, you are very beautiful, very strong, very rich, but then how long? How long you are going to be in this position? One day you will be kicked off. So, when we are going through this whole description of the universe, of material universe, the complexities, we should know that all these complex things are temporary by nature. And the ultimate, the shelter is always the permanent thing. If we take shelter of impermanent things, then we'll be lost. As if the boat is anchored, the anchor means it has to be permanent. It has to be anchored to ground, which is stable. You cannot put an anchor into some, just, on the top of water. So then, if you don't put that anchor, then you will find that boat, goes somewhere in the sea. Next day, you will not find only that boat. But, to the degree that anchor is properly hooked to the stable ground, then that will remain there. So similarly in our life also, difficulties are there, so that difficulties should make us to anchor ourselves to something permanent. And that's what devotional service is. So in our life, difficulties should make us realize the importance of putting that anchor. That things are going to go like this only, impermanent. But then, I should make myself footed into permanent things. So when we are faced with difficulties, generally, when the difficulties are outside of difficulties, in a sense, some like this news of 12,000 people getting washed off,
that can be just another piece of information for any outside person. People, they read newspaper, front page is 12,000 people died. They say, okay, what is next? Okay, where are different movies, in which theater? Okay, what is next? Okay, the Australia won in cricket match over South Africa. Okay, what next? So, all these things are just a piece of information. We may not have any concern with South Africa defeating Australia. We want to know what happened, that's it. It has no actual any connection with me. So similarly, when we read this sort of things, so many people died, this happened, that happened, that also remains as a just piece of information. And doesn't make any, because that is the nature of material world. That when the spirit soul, which is Satchidananda, comes in touch with matter, which is dead, dull. So then such soul also becomes dull. He takes on that identification. And then he completely loses all its being sensitive. So this Tukaram Maharaj gives this analogy. He says the butcher is, when he comes in the morning in the shop, he very nicely sharpens his knife and he sees how sharp it is. But while seeing, he is very careful that this knife should not cut him. He is very carefully seeing it. But then he takes the same knife and keeps cutting so many chickens and goats throughout day. He doesn't understand when it cuts me, it gives pain. But when it cuts someone else, he doesn't feel any pain. He feels that's okay. So that is the insensitivity person acquires by too much into materialistic consciousness. So whenever difficulties are there in this world, they are like alarm calls of the Lord to wake us up from that slumber of ignorance. That's why Bhagavatam says, Pashyanapi na pashyati. That we see but we don't see. It's like someone comes here and he announces that in this place atom bomb is kept, which is going to be blown off within next few minutes. So after hearing that announcement, the first thing is that we run away. If someone is still sitting there and you ask him, did you hear that announcement? He says, yes, heard, very nicely announced. The speaker was very nicely announcing that. I heard everything, very clear. So, that means he has not understood the announcement, if he is not going out. Just hearing is not sufficient. But how much you understood that announcement? So similarly, Bhagavatam also, and even our whole life, will come across so many of difficulties, so many of tragedies. But then, that each tragedy should have some it should give some push to us in our spiritual life. Otherwise that remains just a general knowledge. That doesn't make much addition to our actual life. But for a devotee, even these calamities, they are very glorious till the point he is very nicely engaged in Krishna's service. So when, for a devotee, this calamities doesn't mind much. Whether devotee is in calamity or a devotee is not in calamity, they are immaterial. Till the point he is serving Krishna very nicely. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tohara nitya dasa pratituva
adhikara. And then he says, sampade vipade jivane marane. He says, whether I am in sampada, great wealth, great opulence, or vipade, or is it jivane marane, whether I am living or, you know, dead, dai mama gela tua opada varane. That in all cases, I surrender at your feet. That is the nature of devotee. So, whenever we are faced with the realities of life, just, you know, last few days, we are hearing so many news. Just few days back, our dear Anupam Prabhu, so he is leaving the body. But we understand that whenever devotee is passing from this world, that is at one sort little, you know, we feel sad. At the same time, it's a happiness that Lord has taken that soul for its onward journey to its ultimate, you know. We are no one to, you know, say what happens to a soul. But one thing is very sure, that if someone is engaged in Krishna consciousness, Krishna takes full responsibility of such a soul for his onward journey. So anywhere such soul resides, he will be always blessed by the association of devotees, by devotional service. And that is the glory. Prabhupada used to always say that I like to die in the battlefield serving Krishna. That death itself is glorious when you leave this body serving Krishna. What, you know, better opportunity and what better benediction can be than this, that we are able to leave our body when we are serving Krishna in the association of devotees, chanting the holy names. So that is a great, great benediction which we are getting by the mercy of Prabhupada. So when we are faced with difficulties, then we should remember the Lord all the more. And that makes us more serious in the practices of our Krishna consciousness. Okay. I'd like to finish with this. Prabhupada always used to give this small story, that one saint had gone to one village, one city. So then Rajaputra came to take blessings. So the sage said, Rajaputra, mamara, don't die. Rajaputra was very happy. And then another Muniputra came. He says, Muniputra, majiva. He says, majiva means don't live, die. And then came the butcher. So he said, majiva mamara, don't die also and don't live also. Both are terrible for you. And then devotee came. He said, jiva va maro va, doesn't make any difference whether you die or whether you live. So the explanation is, if someone is a sense gratifier, for him the death is most crucial, painful. His whole future is in dark. But one who is doing penance, tapasya for the Lord, this life is difficult, but next life is most glorious. That's why he gave benediction that you die now, so that we have a glorious life next. And for a butcher, this life is inglorious, next life is more dangerous. So in both cases he is, you know, useless. But for a devotee, whether this life or that life, both are glorious because he is serving Krishna, irrespective whether he dies, whether he lives. So that is the benediction which we are getting by the association of devotees, by our acharyas. So we help each other to engage ourselves in Krishna's service with great faith and
to keep that mood of continuity always. So we'll end here. Sorry for taking your more time. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Thai Gaur Premanande.